Few events grab the nation's attention like the Super Bowl. In the United States alone, some 90 million people will watch Sunday's game between the New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers. NPR's Jack Speer reports on some of the commercials viewers are likely to see.
Okay, here's what you need to know for the big game. The Patriots are favored by 7. Janet Jackson, P. Diddy, and Kid Rock will provide the halftime entertainment. And the price tag to reach you, the viewer, is up again this year.
This year, a 30-second spot is going for $2,300,000, and that's an increase of 7% from last year.
Wally Snyder heads the American Advertising Federation. While some ads are truly memorable, Apple's 1984 commercial, for example, others have failed miserably. However, Snyder says it's the opportunity to hit it big that keeps them coming back. This year's crop of Super Bowl advertisers reads like a who's who of corporate America.
We're going to see a lot of great advertising from companies as we have in the past, like Anheuser-Busch, Pepsi-Cola, our tremendous Super Bowl advertisers. We are seeing a company coming back this year for the first time in a decade, and that's Gillette. And Gillette is actually going to introduce a whole new branding campaign for their shaver.
Gillette is spending around $4.5 million to air a 60-second commercial during this year's game, and with that kind of money at stake, the company's understandably nervous about revealing too much. Gillette did agree to let us use part of the commercial, but only 10 seconds. Gillette spokesman Eric Krause says the visuals feature sports and lifestyle vignettes that invoke confidence and masculinity. Krause says Gillette wants to cement the company's reputation as the nation's largest razor maker.
We're taking the third quarter, first or second ad break in the third quarter. And no, it's not an inexpensive endeavor. However, it gives us the opportunity to debut a brand new campaign.
One reason Gillette is looking to make a splash at the Super Bowl is it faces growing competition from its main competitor, Schick. Last year, Schick introduced a four-bladed razor, the Quattro. Gillette recently sought a preliminary injunction to bar Schick from selling its new razor, arguing patent infringement. However, a judge denied the request. And if Gillette thought it could end-run its rival on game day, it may have just gotten a fourth-quarter surprise. Schick's parent company, Energizer Holdings, this week announced it, too, has purchased Super Bowl ad time. Amy Roman is brand manager for the Schick Quattro.
Well, we've purchased a 15-second spot. The title of the spot is Where Will It Stop? And it will run in the first quarter of the game.
Roman says the ad it will air is the same one Schick used to launch its Quattro razor. One thing viewers may notice about this year's Super Bowl is how many of the ads are aimed at men. The game is watched by around 50 million male viewers, so that may not seem surprising. But Candace Corlett, a partner with WSL Strategic Marketing, says there are a lot of women watching, too.
I think it's interesting that the commercials are going to be targeted more towards men, since there are so many women also glued to the set that day. And if anything, the women jokingly talk about how terrific the commercials are compared to the football.
And if past games are any guide, Corlett may have a point. However, for advertisers, the Super Bowl still represents one area where they know they can reach millions. Also, unlike other sporting events where viewers are likely to use their remote controls to channel surf between quarters or during timeouts, on Super Bowl Sunday, millions of people are likely to actually stay tuned to watch the commercials. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.